I sat down and I met with some of their executives. And they began to talk to me about what they were building for the future. And, you know, I listened. But I really wasn't convinced to be on satellite radio. 5 years ago, I considered going to satellite radio. I was approached. The timing wasn't right for a bunch of reasons. But I sat down with Sirius Satellite Radio, and they started to tell me their plans for the future. And I started listening. I said, I don't think I could do it yet. I don't know. It means that radio's biggest star would be leaving terrestrial radio, this kind of radio, and moving to satellite radio, taking myself off the air at the height of my ratings have never been higher. The revenues have never been higher for this show. This company, Viacom, graciously has said to me, we will sign you for another 5 years. And I hesitated, and I told Joel Hollander, I can't do another 5 years here. It's too restrictive. It doesn't allow me to be myself.
And there's no guarantee it won't become more restrictive.
That's right.
You just don't know.
And I'm tired of the fighting. I don't think Tom's a bad guy. Tom is a good guy. But I can't fight with him every day about the button and hitting the button. I can't sit there and be the bitch
and,
dog.
And he's not the last person. Even if he didn't censor it, there'd be another guy you don't even know hitting a button.
So I started to think, what would be the impact if at the end of 15 months, of course I have a contract here and I'd have to honor it, which I will, what if I moved to Sirius Satellite Radio and rebuilt radio? Because I don't think satellite radio right now is a business.
It's not.
It's not a business. People don't take
it
seriously. It's like college radio.
Yeah.
What if I was to remove myself from these airwaves, never to return, and build satellite radio? Build it from the ground up.
This is George Takei, the announcer for The Howard Stern Show. It is Monday, January 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2006. And welcome to the first Howard Stern Show. Thank God those annoying heartbeats are finally off the channel. Hurrah! Starring the expensive, much-ballyhooed, king of all media, Howard Stern. Howard Stern, the most testosterone-filled heterosexual on the planet. With the stars in alphabetical order, because everyone on this stupid show has a fragile ego. Benji Bronk, how the hell did he get first? Richard Christie, a homosexual. Gary Delabate, a heterosexual. Sal Governale, another homosexual. Artie Lang, very heterosexual. Fred Norris, also very heterosexual. Robin Quivers, the only woman on the show who really loves sex with men. Your stars are all here, and you know you missed them, didn't you? Broadcasting to you live from a studio that is so incredibly beautiful, it would sure be a goddamn shame if we got fired. And now, the richest man on the planet, free from terrestrial radio, no more bullshit, Howard Stern.
Thank you, George Takei. Of course, in typical Stern Show fashion, we are riddled with technical problems. One of our new innovations on the show is going to be to have an announcer.
And George Takei is the man.
George Takei is the voice of the Howard Stern Show, the new Howard Stern Show, the new and improved Howard Stern Show. Welcome to the world of censor-free
not terrestrial radio. Yeah.
Satellite radio.
Welcome to
We had to go out of this world to find a censor-free zone.
We went commercial-free today, which is great. The first day will be commercial-free, but I'm wondering, I think we got to take a break somewhere, even a musical break, and just fix all our technical problems.
Yes.
You know.
I think you should play Mountain Jam by the Almonds.
Or Freebird or something.
Live Freebird.
Yeah. Let me just say that everybody is here. I'm here. Robin's here. Fred is here.
I'm certainly here.
Artie is here. I said that. Benji is even here.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird to be starting a new show, even though you've been doing a show for 25 years. It's really weird because I'm walking out in the hall and everybody's congratulating me, wishing me luck. And I went,
it's like a convention out there.
Yeah, I'm like, would everybody get the hell out of here?
Good luck on your first show. Like, yeah. We've never done a show before.
Oh, it's so aggravating. I can't even tell you how irritated I am.